Hey, Selfish Babe, if you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Hey, beautiful, selfish babe. It's your girl, Anika Ospiwale, and I'm recording this episode from my phone. Okay, there's no video to this episode. I just posted a video about boundaries, and I really want to talk about this. And I was like, bitch, I'm not going to wait till I have my camera up. This is what I'm talking about. This is why I love Anchor. By the way, if you're looking to record a podcast, make sure you download Anchor, okay? Okay, it's about boundaries, right? So there was a post today showing Summer Walker. Shout out to Summer Walker, whether you like her or you don't. Shout out to Summer Walker, okay? And she had a concert, and she told her fans why she wasn't singing certain songs. Now, keep in mind, she sang songs. She sang her songs. But there were certain songs that were off limit. And she told her fans that she was not singing certain songs because it's still fresh. She writes her songs. The wound is fresh. She didn't want to be crying on stage. Girl, the internet up in storm. They're like, oh my God, Mary J. Blige would never, or Fantasia would never. Oh, she's so entitled. Oh, she lazy, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, am I the one that respects her honesty here? Like, seems like people don't respect people's honesty. I totally respect Summer Walker's honesty because guess what? She showed up, she sang her songs, and she told you guys why she didn't sing certain songs, and she didn't have to say that. She could have just walked off stage and sang those songs and didn't give an explanation, but she was so kind and generous to share her thoughts and feelings, right? And people were being so shady or being rude or being mean. As if she's entitled to, as if they're entitled for those songs to be performed. I don't think that certain songs were advertised. It was just a Summer Walker concert. Summer Walker has many songs to choose from. So for me, this is an example of boundaries because Summer Walker vocalized her boundaries, right? And guess what? People didn't fucking like it. And that's what I'm gonna tell you guys right now, selfish babe. You gonna express your boundaries to certain people and they're not gonna fucking like it. They may drag you through the fucking mud. They gonna be upset with you. They gonna try to get you in a back and forth argument, bitch. But guess what? You don't gotta subscribe to that. Right? You don't have to subscribe to that. You just peep the game. You peep the game. You peep who's gonna respect it and who doesn't. And you keep those that respect your boundaries close to you. Especially when they're healthy boundaries, right? I'm talking about healthy boundaries. You keep them close because they respect you. They respect your journey. They respect your feelings. And I feel like some people that don't respect your boundaries, they feel super entitled. They feel entitled to your yeses. They feel entitled to your support. They feel entitled, right? And so as a selfish babe, I want you guys to be enforcing your healthy boundaries, right? Somebody just commented under the post, the way that they've been enforcing their healthy boundaries is by saying no. Yes, that's what the fuck I'm talking about, right? Like, you matter. I posted today saying that boundaries show the universe that you're important.
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, selfish babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
Like, and I want you to express your boundaries. You can't have boundaries in your mind and nobody fucking know. And then get mad when nobody know. You have to vocally express your boundaries to people that are around you or that's in your life. And so for me, I just thought it was so funny that people were just so disrespectful because she expressed her boundaries. And I wanted to share that as an example because sometimes you choosing yourself and you loving yourself, some people gonna be mad. They gonna think that you have to act like the next person or act like how you used to act. But as you are journeying on your self-love journey, that's just not it. People are always changing, right? People are always in a metamorphosis, right? You may not be the same you was 15 years ago or the same you that you was last year. And guess what? That's okay. And so people continue to get to know who you are, and you stick with those people that honor those shifts and those changes, and sometimes people fall off, and that's fine. But I want to show you that some people may not like it, but that don't mean you still don't choose yourself. I commend Summer Walker for being honest on such a fucking public platform to these some ungrateful people, really. I know she has a wonderful fan base, and I know that some of her, like a majority of her fans, love her. And I think that type of love is always something beautiful to continue to acknowledge. But I also want to show that some people can be haters and some people gonna feel entitled, or that you should be acting like somebody else, or you should be a certain way. And it's like, no, you choose how you want to be and who you are. And when you enforce your healthy boundaries, you are showing the universe that you love yourself. And so for my selfish babes listening, I want you to continue choosing yourself, know what the fuck your boundaries are. And sometimes you don't know what your boundaries are until somebody fucking crossed the bitch. And sometimes that's the unfortunate truth. But guess what? When you know, then you know what? You know what to do better in the future, right? So anyways, that's the episode for today. I love you guys so much. Affirming you enjoyed it. Make sure you screenshot and share. Screenshot this episode. Tag me at Olinike Osibowale, at Selfish Babes, and the at Selfish Talk Podcast. Make sure to rate this podcast. Click the star. Make sure it's 5 stars. And I want to hear positive reviews in those reviews. Okay, if you ain't going to leave a positive review, don't leave one at all. Okay, I love you guys so much. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely share it with another woman that you know. Have a great day. Bye.